很高兴今天晚上能够和弟兄姊妹一同聚在主跟前。
I'm very glad that tonight I'm able to gather before the Lord together with brothers and sisters.
刚才进来的时候，一位年长的姊妹跟我们打招呼说：“好快，一年了。
”As I just enter in, an elderly sister greet us and say that it's so fast that 1 year has passed by.
主实在很爱我们，时间好像很快的过去。
The Lord truly loves us, that time passes by so quickly.
但是在过去的时间中呢，主把他自己多多的给众人。
During the time that has passed, our Lord has given much of Himself to each one of us.
在波特兰的弟兄姊妹要我问候在这里的弟兄姊妹好。
Those brothers and sisters in Portland would like me to greet each brother and sister here.
我能不能呢，在还没有开始之前有一个简单的请求。
I would like to have a simple request before I start.
请大家呢尽量做集中一点，好不好
？Hopefully, everyone can move closer together.
我们尽量把前面先都坐满。
So we can fill up the front rows.
我们因为大家如果坐在很后面呢，讲的人比较吃力。
Because it is more tiring for the speaker if you are sitting way behind.
有些这个音乐家哈、啊，唱歌的人、啊，他们声音可以传很远。
For some singers, their voice is able to spread far off.
但是对我哈、啊，如果大家坐得近一点，比较容易。谢谢大家，尽量好往前面坐。
But to me, it is easier if you sit closer. Therefore, thank you for moving up front.
首先我们一同请大家来读几节的经文。
First, let us read several places of scriptures together.
请我们翻开约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
我们读第十三节。
Let us read.Verse 13.
如果我们有圣经或者已经打出来了哈，我们请大家读第十三节，
okay.
我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 13 together.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。对不起。
These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
这一次主给我的负担哈，我要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目呢，就是从这一节圣经的后半句。
This time the burden that Lord has given me, the topic that I would like to share with brothers and sisters, is the second part of this verse.
要叫你们知道自己有永生。
That you may know that you have eternal life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们知道神给了我们什么呢？是一件很重要的事情。
It is very important for us to know what God has given us.
这关乎我们不仅是永远的盼望。
It does not only concern about our eternal hope.
更关乎我们今天眼前我们的生活和侍奉。
But very much has to do about our life and service today.
我们在读这一章圣经的第十一、第十二节。
Let's also read this chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
好，我们好不好？找着了，还是请大家同声的来读。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子，就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。在这一段圣经里面呢，讲到两件事情。
In this part of verses, it talks about two things.
第一件事情呢，讲到神赐给我们这个永生呢，到底是怎么一回事。
First, it talks about what exactly is the eternal life that God has given us.
这个永生呢，就是神的儿子。
This eternal life is the Son of God.
所以我们可以这样讲，我们有了神的儿子，我们就有了永生。
Therefore, we can put it this way: if we have the Son of God, then we have eternal life.
我们信了主耶稣基督，我们就有了主耶稣基督在我们里面。
When we believe unto Lord Jesus Christ, we have Lord Jesus Christ in us.
那么我们呢，因着耶稣基督在我们里面，我们就有了永生。
Because Jesus Christ is in us, therefore we have eternal life.
那么他在十一节里面讲到呢，神赐给我们这个永生呢，就是那个见证。
And in verse 11 says that the eternal life that God has given us is the record.
啊，这个 record 呢，也有地方直接就把它翻译叫做 testimony 或者 witness。
As this word record, some places also translate directly into testimony or witness.
首先呢，是神借着这个生命向我们做见证。
First is that God through this life testify toward us.
啊，耶稣在我的里面。
Christ is in us.
另外一面呢，就是当这个生命从我们身上显出来的时候。
On the other hand is when this life is being manifested from us.
这就是见证。
And that is a testimony.
这是今天教会在地上的功用和目的。
This is the function and purpose for church to be on earth today.
我们开头的时候就先读这几节的经文。
We start from these several verses.
我这四天四堂哈，我要分四方面来讲到，叫我们知道自己有永生。
I would like to share on four different aspects during those four sessions to share upon so that you know you have life.
我要借着约翰一书里面讲到这个生命的现象和经历来向我们说明呢，我们有永生。
So through First John, I would like to talk about the manifestation and experience of life to say that we have eternal life.
这四堂的聚会啊。我不是带大家来查考约翰一书。
I'm not leading everyone to study First John during those four sessions.
我想四堂要查考可能不够。
I think it's not enough to study through this book.
我只能就着这一卷书哈、来讲到生命在我们里面的现象和它的表现。
I can only use this book to talk about the manifestation and representation of this life in us.
第一个我们讲到呢，生命的光。
First, we would like to share upon the light of life.
今天晚上我们讲生命的光。
Tonight, we share about the light of life.
第二个我们要讲到膏油，生命的膏油。
Then second, we talk about the unction of life.
第三堂呢，我们要讲到呢，这身体的感觉。
And the third session we will share upon the feeling of a body.
这三堂呢，我们简单讲，第一堂就是光，第二堂是膏油，第三堂呢讲爱。
So simply speaking, the first session is light, the second session is unction, and the third session is love.
我前面都把它加上一点，加上一个名词叫做生命。
So I add life on each one of them.
这三堂我们要描写。这些生命在我们里面带给我们的生命的感觉，借着这三方面表现出来。
So through those three aspects, we will share upon how those three different things manifest that the feeling of life in us.
或者我们讲 ，the sense of life in us manifested through the three different aspects. 借着这三方面呢，它向我们显出来。
So the sense of life is being manifested through these three aspects.
我们听了以后呢，我们可以检验自己信主的过程。
So after we hear it, we can examine our experience, our process of being believed the Lord.
可能会有人说，哦，我早就有这个经历了。
Some of you might say that we already have such experience.
我要恭喜大家。
Then I would like to congratulate you.
我早就有这个，那证明说早就主耶稣住在我里面。
If I already have those, then it means Lord Jesus Christ has already lived in me.
可能也有弟兄姊妹说，我今天刚刚才有这样的一个经历。
Some brothers and sisters might say that I just have such experience today.
不仅过去有，而且现在我还仍然活在这个里面。
Not only I've had it before, but today I still live in this.
那我们要更喜乐。
So we shall be even more joyful.
主在我里面是又真又活的主。
Our Lord in me is truly the living and true God.
最后一堂了，第四堂我要和大家讲到生命的征战。
And the fourth session, I like to talk about the warfare of life.
因着我们有了这个生命在里面，我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们在地上的行走，它就带着征战的性质。
And because this life is in us, therefore our life, our service, our walk on earth, it has to do with warfare.
我想开头的时候，我先把这四堂的聚会和大家有一点的交代。
So I would like just to let you know about those four sessions.
好，我们开始了今天开头的进入主题之前的这个介绍。
So this is the introduction before we get into the main.
我们读圣经呢，我们可以看见神乃是生命的源头。
As we read the Bible, we know that God is the source of life.
所以我们不仅呢看见创世纪第一章，当神回到这个被毁坏的、被受过审判的地上做恢复工作的时候。
So as we read the first chapter of Genesis, we know that God would like to do the revival work of this corrupted earth. The work of recovering.
当神回来啊，他做这恢复工作的时候呢，他把生命带到地上来。
So as God comes back to do the work of recovering, He brings life to earth.
那是我们讲到这个受造的啊，属于生理的、属于生物层面的这种的生命。
So we talk about the created and
biosphere
of this kind of life.
我们知道，在今天呢，我们看见动物有植物哈，这些都是生命的表现。
And we see animals and plants; those are the manifestation of life.
有地上的走兽，有天空的飞鸟，有海里面各样的活物，这都是生命的表现。
Beasts on earth and also fowls in heaven and also fishes in the sea; those are all the manifestation of life.
在创造中，神就创造生命。
In creation, God has created life.
但是感谢神，我们刚才读的《约翰一书》第五章第十三节。
But thank the Lord, as 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
或者第十一节，神赐给信他儿子的人呢，给我们永生。
Or verse 11, God has given those who believe unto His Son eternal life.
这个生命呢，是非创造的生命，是造物者里面他自己的生命。
This life is not being created; it is the Creator's own life.
我们的神是生命的源头。
Our Lord is the source of life.
他喜爱赐生命。
He desires to give life.
而且他喜欢的生命充满在他所创造的宇宙的里面。
And he is pleased that this life is filled in this universe that's being created by him.
所以我们读创世纪第一章看见了，当他创造海里的生物的时候，他说你们要滋生繁多，充满这个海洋。
So we see in Genesis that when he created all the creatures in the sea, he said that you should multiply and fill the sea.
当他造了人以后呢，他也说你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
And after he created human beings, he also said that you shall multiply and fill this earth.
我们的神不仅是生命的源头。
Our God is not only the source of life.
而且他喜爱生命丰盛。
And he desires and pleases that the life is abundant.
可惜啊，今天的人呢，都要节欲。
Unfortunately, men these days do not like to give much birth.
或者年轻人呢，怕生孩子。
Or young people are afraid to give birth.
弟兄姊妹，教会哈、应该好好的传福音。
Brothers, sisters, church shall spread the gospel.
因为传福音就是好，我们在基督里面得着新的生命。
Because to preach gospel means that in Christ we receive the new life.
哪里有生命，哪里就有活力。
Wherever there is life, it's lively.
好，我觉得到了 New Jersey 这里，满街都是人。
When I come to you,
天气特别好。
Maybe because it's very good weather today, so I feel in New Jersey it's crowded.
我们住的西海岸地方就像乡下一样，经常看不到什么人的。
On the west coast, it seems very countryside. Do not see many people.
所以有很多从国内出来的朋友，特别老人家，哎呀，住在你们波特兰呢，这个好像人气不够。
So there are many those from China, especially the elderly people, they feel that there are not so many people in Portland.
缺少生命。
Lack of life.
弟兄姊妹们，神的家里面呢，神盼望充满了他儿子的生命。
Brothers, sisters, in God's house, God's family, he wishes to be full of his life.
可能有些弟兄姊妹，我们出去旅游哈。
Probably when some brothers, sisters go travel.
到了一些地方呢，我们看见很美的景色，但是没有生命。
Maybe you might see very beautiful sceneries, but without life.
没有生命的地方呢，虽然景色很好，但是它给人的感觉是荒凉的。
Places places without life, even though they are beautiful sceneries, but you feel desolate.
啊, 没有生命的地方呢, 你感觉是干燥的,
and those places
枯干的,
those places without life are dry.
没有生命的地方呢, 也是一片死寂的,
and all the places without life are dead.
Dead silent.
啊,
没有生命的地方, 我们看见, 太阳一出来了, 是非常的炎热的, 酷热,
and those places without life, when the sun comes out, it's very hot.
太阳一下上去的时候呢, 就非常的寒冷,
and when the sun goes down, it's very cold.
一副空洞的景象,
it's all empty.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你有没有去过一些, 啊, 国家公园就是这个样,
I don't know if you have ever been to some national park.
美国有个国家公园叫做 Badland, 你到那里就是这个样子,
there's a national park in US, it's called
Badlands,
it's like this. 那里完全没有生命的,
there's no life at all. 可能到月球了, maybe it's just like that when
you go to the moon. If the church is like this, how unfortunate.
像我们这个聚会呢,
like this meeting has a very great
building.
But if just I'm here by myself in this meeting, then wouldn't it be so lonely? We describe this from outward. But if each one of us comes, but if we do not bring such eternal life with us, even though it's all filled, there might be a lot of activities or even hymn scenes, but it's without the eternal life.
弟兄姊妹,你想想看,在神眼中看,
brothers, sisters, let's think about what God would think of this place.
就是我刚才讲到的荒凉,
that's the desolate place.
就是我讲到的枯干,
that's dry.
就是讲到的死寂,
and dead silent.
因为在那里没有神的生命,
because there has no life of God.
我们的神是赐生命的神,
our God is the God that gives life.
而且他因为他爱的缘故, 他丰盛的缘故, 他盼望这个生命的, 充满了他的儿女们,
and because of his love and abundance, he hopes this life fills his children.
他为着要我们生命的繁衍,
he would, because he would like the life to multiply,
他就为我们做好了丰盛的预备和供应,
so he has already done the riches of preparation and provision.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们要为着这个感谢我们的神,
brothers and sisters, we have to thank our God for this.
他实在是爱我们,
he truly loves us.
他要给我们的, 不给则已, 一给就是上好的,
what he would like to give us, if he doesn't give, then that's okay, but as soon as he gives it, 他借, he wants to give us the best.
他借着他自己的儿子, 把他里面的生命要赐给每一个来到他跟前相信他的人,
through his only son, he would like to give his life to each one of us before him.
啊, 我们知道每一个人相信主,
we know that each person believes the Lord.
我们不是进入一个宗教,
not that we enter into a religion.
啊, 不是进入一个组织,
not that we enter into an organization.
不是参加一个活动,
not just join an activity.
我们乃是得着一个生命,
but we receive a life.
这个生命就是耶稣基督自己,
this life is Jesus Christ.
我们得着了耶稣基督, 我们就得着了永生,
when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你有没有在信主过程中, 有人说你信基督教了,
I don't know if ever someone tells you that you believe in Christianity.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们读了圣经, 我们明白了, 我们所得着的,
if we read the Bible and we understand what we have received,
我们就要跟人讲说, 不, 我没有相信基督教,
then we tell people, no, I don't believe in Christianity.
我是相信了神的儿子, 耶稣基督,
I believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
因为呢, 那个教呢, 是一个组织,
because this such religion is just an organization.
啊, 是一个人的活动,
it's an activity by man.
我今天得着的, 乃是神的儿子, 耶稣基督, 他住在我里面, 是我的永生,
what I receive today is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, dwells in me, he is my eternal life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你得救多少年日了,
I don't know how long you have been saved,
盼望这个点在你里面是非常清楚的,
hope this point is very clear in you.
很多人信了很多年了, 还以为自己是个教徒了,
there are many people who have believed for such a long time and they think he's just a just a member in an organization.
A religious person.
He's just a religious person.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们一得救啊, 越早明白这个点越好。
As soon as we believe, the earlier we understand this point, the better.
盼望以后有人问我们, 我们能跟用温柔谦卑的心回答人。
Hope that when someone asks us, we can answer them in a gentleness.
我不是参加了一个宗教。
No, it's not that I have joined a religion.
我不是到这里来做教友。
Not that I come here just as a member.
是这个教友啊，中文很有意思。 就是你叫了他就来做朋友了，不叫他他就不来了。
In Chinese, it sounds like if you ask him to come, then
you invite, they come as a friend. 你不 invite, 不叫他了，他就不来了。这叫教友。 弟兄姊妹, 我们不要做教友。
So we shall not be this kind of friend that you just invite and you come.
但是很多神的儿女们, 我们是不做教友。
But for many children of God, we are not like this.
我们还是不知道永生是怎么回事。
We still do not know what eternal life is about.
我有一次在远东参加一个聚会。
Once I have attended a meeting in Far East.
在那个聚会里面呢, 有一位年长组的仆人讲到我们基督徒的经历。
There's an elderly servant of God talk about the experience of Christians.
他说我们信主呢, 都像亚伯拉罕一样。 是天上荣耀的神向我们显现。
He said that our experience to be the Lord are all like Abraham, that glorious God from heaven appeared to us.
我坐在底下听的时候, 心里面充满了感谢, 我说, 阿们, 是的, 这就是我的经历。
When I sat there to listen, I truly full of thanksgiving. I say, Amen, yes, that's my experience.
然后那一堂聚完了以后, 我们就有分组交通。
And after the session, we have sharing gatherings.
我就照着我的那一组去坐下来。
So I sat in my group.
我们祷告完以后, 第一个交通就说呢, 啊, 亚伯拉罕神向他显现呢, 我信主这么久, 我不觉得神跟我显现过。
And the first person shared is that as God appeared to Abraham, but I have believed in the Lord for such a long time, I have never felt that God has appeared to me.
他这么一说呢, 我那一组除了我以外, 每个人都复合, 我都没有看见过神跟我显现。
So after he said that, everyone else in my group except me all say that I have never seen God appear to me.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有同样的困惑呢?
Brothers, sisters, are you also being bothered by this?
这就是使徒约翰写这一封书信的原因。
This is the purpose, the reason why Apostle John wrote this epistle.
他要向你证明你有永生。
He would like to testify that you have eternal life.
他要向你证明主耶稣向你显现过。
He would like to testify that Lord Jesus has appeared to you before.
但是不是照着你期望的那个样子。
But not according to what you expect.
不是照着我们人今天我们觉得的那个叫做显现。
But not according to what we think, that's not a manifestation.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是整个教会历史神在我们中间做的工作。
And this is the work that God has done among the whole church history.
神不断地要向我们做见证, 你有永生。
Again and again, God would like to testify to us that you have eternal life.
你有我的儿子耶稣基督。
You have my son, Jesus Christ.
好叫我们有把握。
So we have assurance.
好,我们有确据, with confidence.
We have confidence.
好,我们知道耶稣属我。
We know that Jesus is mine.
我们也能够 回应说我属于主了。
And also we can respond that we belong to him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道在圣经里面我们看见很多这样的记载。
We know that in the scripture there are a lot of records.
当神呢, 去向人启示的时候,
When God
向,
revealed to man,
向人眷顾人呢, 向人显现的时候,
When he's being gracious to man and appeared to them,
人一点都不觉察。
Man has never taken note of that.
等到事后他回想, 这是一个奇妙的经历。
Then afterwards, when he think about it, that was an amazing experience.
事后一回想, 刚才呢, 我见过神了, 但是我还活着, 他们就敬拜。
As they think about it, they realize that they have seen God, and they are still alive, therefore they worship.
可见在我们肉身里面呢, 我们经历神了, 虽然我们得着了, 但是我们常常不明白,不清楚。
Therefore, in our flesh, although we have experienced him and gained him, but we do not understand.
因为我们人里面呢, 充满了自己属地的观念和思想。
Because in human beings, it's full of the earthly concepts and thoughts.
如果我要神在我身上有作为的话, 那一定是一个很高超的、很奇特的、很神秘的一种的经历。
If God has to do work on me, then it must be a supernatural, very miraculous experience.
不，神今天隐藏在我们人生最平常的光景。No,
actually, God has hidden in the most ordinary situation.
即便在这最平常的情况里面，显出来的又是那样的超然。
Although in such ordinary circumstances, but what he manifests is so supernatural.
如果今天有人来说，我昨天晚上做了一个很奇特的梦，大家可能觉得神显现了。If
someone say that I had a dream which is very interesting, then they might think that God appeared to him.
如果我里面有个很特别的经历，好，我讲出来了，大家就羡慕的不得了。If
I have a very special experience, then everybody is very desire of that.
神把永生赐给我们。God
has given us eternal life.
神就在信他儿子的人里面向我们做见证。And
therefore God bears record in those who believe unto his son.
叫我们知道自己有这个生命。So
that we know that we have such life.
叫我们知道主耶稣在我的里面。To
let us know that Lord Jesus is in us.
他与我说话。
He speaks to me.
他与我同行,
he walks with me.
像我们唱的那首诗歌啊, 他与我, he talks with me. He walks with me. And life's narrow way, walk with me. 啊, 他与, 人生的窄路, 他与我同行。
Just like the hymn we sing that he talked, he walks with me in the life's narrow way.
啊, 主这样讲啊, 主这样做啊, 是为了说服我们。
For the Lord to do this and say this is to
convince us, persuade us,
to persuade us,
好, 要建立我们,
and to build us up,
要坚固我们,
to establish, strengthen us,
然后要成全我们,
and also complete us.
弟兄姊妹，我在讲了, 如果我们不认识这个永生,
Brother sisters, if we do not know about this eternal life,
我们不觉察这个生命在我们的里面。
And we do not realize this life is in us.
好，我们基督徒生活就常常是起起伏伏的。
Then our Christian life will be always up and down.
而且我们常常呢有很多的困惑。And
we will always be confused.
或者我们有了这个生命。Although
if we have this
我们可能开头的时候里面有过一段很新鲜、很深刻的经历。
Maybe at the very beginning we have such a very fresh and deep experience.
但是过不久呢, 我们又被其他的事物所吸引, 我们去关注那些事物去了。
But not after long we are being attracted by other things and our eyes start to focus on those things.
我们的注意力呢, 就摆在主之外的, 或者关于主的那些事情上面。
Our attention starts to focus something apart from the Lord or things about the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 我们回顾一下自己信主的生日子。
Brothers and sisters, if we think about our times that we believe into the Lord,
我们是不是已经落进了这种光景?
Is it true that we have already fallen into such condition?
我们落进这种光景, 我们看我们的生活, 看我们的侍奉。
We have fallen in such condition and we look at our life and service.
今天, 神的儿女们,
Today, God's children.
今天在地上的教会,
Today, the church on earth.
许多的软弱,
A lot of weakness.
啊, 许多的失败,
A lot of failures.
许多的啊, 这个, 啊, 不冷不热,
A lot of lukewarmness.
它的原因就在这个点上面。
And the reason is all because of this.
这就是使徒约翰, 他写约翰书信的时候, 那个时候, 第一世纪教会的光景。
And that is what the first century's church condition was like when John, Apostle John wrote this first John.
使徒约翰呢, 他最后服侍的地方呢, 是在以弗所, 在亚细亚的以弗所。
We know the last place that Apostle John has served was in the Asia Minor, Ephesus.
在启示录第二章里面, 主给以弗所教会的那一封书信。
It's the letter that in chapter 2 of Revelation that God has given to the church of Ephesus.
在那里主讲到, 我知道你们的行为劳苦和忍耐。
There, God has talked about that I know your work, your labor and endurance.
并且呢, 你们也不能容忍恶者。
And also you cannot endure the evil.
你们又能分辨假先知。
And you are able to discern the false prophet.
你们为着我做的那一切呢, 我都知道。
I know everything you have done for me.
但是你们有一样东西失去了。
But you have lacked one thing.
就是那起初的爱心。
That is the first love.
那起初的爱心应该是给谁的呢?
So, what is the first love shall be given to?
弟兄姊妹,我相信我们答案都很清楚, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, I think the answer is very clear.
是不是给教会的呢?
Isn't that given to church?
不是。
No.
是不是给弟兄姊妹的呢?
Is it that given to brothers and sisters?
直接的答案应该不是。 那起初爱心是给谁的呢?
So the answer was should be no, but so to whom it should be given?
为我们舍命的主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus who has given up his life for us.
那个, 主耶稣在我们里面是什么呢?
So, in us, who is Lord Jesus?
如果约翰一书讲的,你有神的儿子,你就有那个永生。
Just like 1 John talked about, if you have the Son of God, you have eternal life.
我们所有的注意力应该摆在主耶稣的身上。
All of our attention shall be on Lord Jesus.
应该摆在我们里面那个生命的感觉上面。
Shall be all focused on the feeling of life in us.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是我们基督徒,我们能够在主面前保持新鲜活泼,不住的增长往前的一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a secret that we are able to keep ourselves in the Lord and continue to grow.
我们知道呢,生命的感觉,这个生命对基督徒来讲是最基本的。
We know that the feeling of life, this life, is the most basic foundation for Christians.
我们若是没有生命,我们有很多圣经的知识,我们还是没有得救。
If without life, although we have a lot of knowledge about Bible, but we are still not safe.
我们没有这个永生的,我们参加了无数次的最好的特别聚会, 对我们一点益处都没有。
Without this eternal life, even if we attend a lot of the best of conferences, but it's not profitable to us.
生命对我们来讲是最基本的。Life
to us is the most basic.
第二个点,这个生命也是神要我们达到的目的。Second,
this life is also the purpose that God would like us to reach.
所以主耶稣曾经讲到,我来了就要叫羊得生命。So
Lord Jesus has said that, I come so the sheep can gain life.
并且得的更丰盛,
and even more abundant.
得生命是开头的,
to receive life is the beginning.
是最基础的,
is the most basic.
而且当目的达到的时候,变成丰盛的生命。
So when the purpose is fulfilled, it becomes the richest of life.
在创世纪第一章的神造人的时候,神把生命赐给人。
In chapter 1 of Genesis, when God created man, he has given man life.
到启示录结束的时候, 那个新天新地里面的圣城新耶路撒冷显出来。
In the end of Revelation, that the new heaven and in the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem is being manifested.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你读感觉是怎样。
I don't know how you feel when you read it.
我们小时候常常唱黄金街碧玉城。
When we were young, we usually sing about the golden street.
那是我们天上的家乡。
And that's our heavenly home.
刚才我们唱的一首英文诗歌里面也讲到。 我天上的房屋是什么? My heavenly mansion 是什么样的?
Just now as we sing the English hymn also mentioned about how the heavenly mansion is like.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹,你是不是照着字义这样来领会?
I do not know if you just understand it by letters.
我年轻的时候,我就觉得如果那样地方要我去住,大概不太舒服。
When I was young, I thought about it's not a comfortable place to live.
所以我一直在心里面有个问题,主啊,那就是天上的家乡吗?
So I always have a question in my heart that, Lord, is this the heavenly home?
最近我再和弟兄姊妹读启示录。
Recently, as I read again the book of Revelation with my sister, the Lord has opened my eyes.
我看见那座圣城是充满了生命的地方。
He let me see that this holy city is full of life.
那个生命呢,就是在这里讲到的神儿子的生命。
And that life is what it talks about here, the life of Son of God.
是永远的生命。
It's eternal life.
弟兄姊妹,约翰写这个是要让我们知道他已经在你我的里面。
Brothers and sisters, John wrote this so that we know that he's already in us.
要我们认识他。
So that we would know.
要我们去取用他。
So we can
claim.
claim him.
我们用信心去取用他。
So we claim him by faith.
好叫我们得着他。
So we can receive it.
好叫我们经历他。
So we can experience it.
好叫我们享受他。
And we can enjoy it.
好叫这个生命从我们身上满溢出来，流露他。
And this life could be filled out from us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神在我们身上做的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony that God has done on us.
盼望这四堂聚会完了，弟兄姊妹都能说，我要感谢我的父神。
Hopefully, after those four sessions, the brothers and sisters each can say that I have to thank my heavenly Father.
我有主在我的里面。
I have the Lord in me.
我有永生在我的里面。
I have eternal life.
而且我每天的生活一呼一吸，我都是活在这个永生里面。
And my daily life, each breath, I live in eternal life.
我都在享受这个永生里面的丰富能力和他带给我一切的祝福。
I'm enjoying all the riches, power, and all the blessing in this life.
我要稍微花一点点时间来看一下这个生命的特性。
I would like to spend a little time to look upon the special characteristics of this life.
我不去翻圣经了。
I will not flip through the Bible.
这个生命呢，在约翰一书里面称它做永远的生命。
This life in 1 John talks about the eternal life.
好，我们一讲到永远呢，我们可能立刻就有一个意念，这是很长很长的时间。
When we, as soon as we talk about eternal, we think about it's very, very long time.
但是实际上啊，在圣经里面讲到永远呢，它刚好跟时间是相对的，而且跟时间毫无关系的。
Actually, in the Bible, when it talks about eternity, it has nothing to do with time.
我们想的永远呢，就是无穷尽的时间，就叫做永远。
When we think about eternal, it's the unlimited time.
那如果我们呢，把人生呢，再搬到永世里再活一遍呢，那真是苦死了。
If we put our life to live again in eternity, that's a lot of suffering.
所以在中国有一位这个长寿的作家巴金呢，他说长命是个咒诅。
So there's this writer who has lived this for such a long time. He said that it's a curse to live a long time.
弟兄姊妹们，神是不是叫我们呢，到永 在地上只活了几十年呢，那么以后再活无穷尽的时间呢？
Brother, sister, is it that God just let us live several years on earth and then in eternity live forever?
这是我们有限的心思对永生的一种的误解。
This is our limited concept, misunderstanding toward eternity.
这里讲到永远是神里面的性质。
As it talks about eternity, it talks about the divine nature of God.
神在他的永远的性质里面，属性的里面呢，他创造了时间。
In God's eternal nature, He has created time.
这个生命呢，在他里面呢，这个永生呢，是从他里面那个生命的性质。
This eternal life is part of his nature.
它是超越时间的。
That surpasses time.
但是它又可以进到时间里面来，让我们在时间中经历和享受它。
But it can also enter into time, so can we can enjoy him in time.
这是第一个，我们看见这个生命呢，是在神里面他赐给我们。
So it's the first thing that we see that this life is given to us in God.
当然，神不是把他的永能和他的神性在这个生命里面赐给的。
Of course, that he's not giving man his eternal power and Godhead.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多神的儿女们呢，喜欢追求一些超然的经历，就想摸这个东西。
Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of God's children today who would like to touch upon this supernatural experience.
不，神给我们的这个永生呢，是非创造他自己里面的生命，是指着他的美德说的。
No, brothers and sisters, for this eternal life that God has given us is the life that's with
the virtue in this life.
The virtue in this life.
在这个里面呢，他把这个生命赐给我们。
It's in Him that He gives us this life.
所以我们读新约圣经，我们看见这个生命赐给人的时候，哈，它带着一个尊贵的性质。
So as we read the New Testament, we know that as this life is given to people, it's very honorable.
我们天生讲起来不怎么尊贵的。
For our own nature, it's not honorable.
弟兄姊妹，是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
有的人呢，在没有信主以前，生活实在不太尊贵。
For some people, before we believe the Lord, our life is really not honorable.
我曾经在年轻人中间服侍过一段时间。
I have served among young people for a while.
有些年轻人刚到聚会里面来，嘴巴很脏的。
For
讲话在学校里面或者在社会里面工作，那个西方人的那些脏话，嘴巴就随时都出来了。
For some young people, when they come to a gathering, actually they have a lot of curses.
但是他信了主以后，很奇妙的，他再也讲不出那个话来。
But very amazingly, after they believe the Lord, they can no longer speak out those words.
因为那个尊贵的生命在他的里面。
Because the honorable life is in them.
他再也不能做不尊贵的事情。
They can no longer do such dishonorable things.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very amazing thing.
但是也有的时候，我们有了这尊贵的生命，我们不去尊重他的时候，我们的生活还是像原来一样。
But sometimes, although we have such honorable life, but if we do not respect it, our life is still the same as before.
请原谅我讲一个实际的例子。
Please forgive me to share some actual example.
有一位弟兄呢，他到中国国内去，那边有基督徒就接待他。
A brother went to China, so some Christians host him.
我们知道国内的弟兄姊妹啊，或者朋友，非常喜欢听外地来的讲员讲。
Those brothers and sisters from China or friends from China, they love to hear speakers who are from different places.
有人讲说，我不会讲，我在我教会聚会从来没讲过话的。
And some say that I'm not capable to speak.
他们也不理。
And they don't care.
大家站起来拍手，一直拍到你站起来讲话不可。
Everyone clap their hands until you start to speak.
一讲了，那个弟兄说：“我不知道怎么搞的，哪里来这么多话？讲了11个钟头。”
And then as soon as he start, he never realized he has talked for 11 hours.
所以那些弟兄姊妹来聚会，朋友们，他们来都带着便当啊，带着各种的吃的、饮料啊、喝的，啊，好像来听戏一样，说书一样。
So all those brothers, sisters, and friends, they came to hear the messages with a lot of food and drink.
那么讲的人呢，在台上累了，他们在底下就吃东西啊。
So when the speaker is tired, then they start to eat.
所以聚完会了，散会，大家一下就出去了。
So after the meeting is finished, then everyone's gone all of a sudden.
会所的地上啊，就像我小的时候台湾的电影院散会散场的一样。都是这些果皮啊、纸箱啊、便当盒啊、这个花生皮啊，一大堆东西。
So then the meeting place is full of garbage after the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你看哈，这些人很渴慕主的话语，也祷告也很火热。
Brothers and sisters, those people are truly desire of God's words, and they are fervent with their prayers.
但是因为留意外面的道，不留意里面的生命。
But because they pay attention to the words that's outside and not pay attention to their life inside.
那么旧人里面的习惯呢？他不觉得这些东西是不尊贵的。
So the habits in the old man, they do not realize those are not honorable.
所以他生活还是一样。
So their life stays the same.
所以我们需要认识，叫我们知道自己里面有永生。
Therefore, we should understand that we know we have eternal life.
我们知道这个永生它是尊贵的。
We have to know this eternal life is honorable.
总要有一天圣灵在我里面照我一下，我就知道我穿这个衣服是不对的，不符合我的身份的。
So when the Holy Spirit shines on me, then I realize what I dress is not suitable to my position.
圣灵照我一下，我就想到我这个思想意念是不对的，它是不符合那个尊贵的身份的。
When the Holy Spirit shines on me, then I know that.My thoughts are not suitable to such honorable life.
是教会在第一世纪末了的时候，他们开始在这个点上慢慢疏忽了。
Church started to lose its attention when at the end of first century.
他们 neglect 啊，把这个生命呢摆在一边，去注重外面的东西。
They have neglected this life. They put such life aside and then focus on the things outside.
约翰。是一个亲近主的人。
John is someone who was close to the Lord.
他里面立刻就感觉这个不对了。
Immediately he realized that was wrong.
他在爱中就写了约翰一书。
So in love he wrote First John.
我们读他的书信，觉得他实在是有爱心，一点责备的感觉都没有。他说：“我写这些事是要叫你们知道自己有永生。”
As we read his letters, we know that he truly loves them, that there's no word about rebuke, but it says that, I wrote those so that you know you have eternal life.
这个生命不仅是尊贵的，也是荣耀的。
And this life is not only honorable, but also glorious.
不仅是荣耀的，而且是不朽坏的。
Not only glorious, but also incorruptible.
不仅是不朽坏的，而且是强壮的。
Not only incorruptible, but also strong.
这些名词不是我发明出来的。
I did not invent all those words.
在罗马书里面，在哥林多前书15章里面， 保罗就描写这些。
In Book of Romans and First Corinthians chapter 15, Paul has described those.
我就看见有一些弟兄姊妹， 他们认识的这个永生。
Then I see some brothers and sisters understand about this eternal life.
他们学习用信心去依靠他。
They learn to use faith to depend on.
用信心去取用他。
To claim that by faith.
他们肉身很软弱。
They're flesh is very weak.
刚才我吃饭的时候，我跟翟弟兄打个招呼。
When I was having dinner, I say hi to Brother Zai.
翟弟兄告诉我说，我问他好不好。
I ask him how are you.
他说我刚刚从医院出来。
He told me that I just came out from hospital.
我心里面很受感动。
So I feel very touched.
我们弟兄爱主，愿意来聚会。
Our brother loves the Lord and willing to come to a gathering.
我就问弟兄，你为什么住医院？
So I ask our brother, why do you stay in hospital?
他说我有心脏病。
He said, I have heart problems.
有心脏病是很痛苦的事情。
It is a lot of suffering when you have heart problems.
我就讲到我们在西岸一位姊妹。
I mentioned about a sister in our West Coast.
她年轻的时候因为是个篮球国手，运动过量。
When she was young, then because she was a basketball player, she exercised too much.
她就得了这个心脏肿大， congestive heart, heart problem.
She has a congestive heart problem.
常常呢，这心脏就颤抖，但是不pump。
Usually the heart shakes, but does not pump. It's a lot of suffering.
我们大家为她祷告。
Everyone prayed for her.
但这位姊妹是爱主的。
But this sister truly loves the Lord.
这位姊妹呢，她也是依靠主，她知道她里面的生命是什么生命。
And the sister depends on the Lord. She knows what kind of life she has.
有时我们常常打电话关心她，你要休息啊，你不要服侍啊。弟兄，不要担心。
Often we call her and tell her to rest, do not serve, but she told us that, brother, do not worry.
我在里面不是靠我自己这个肉身的生命。
In me, I'm not depending on my own fleshly life.
我是靠那一个生命。
I depend on that life.
那个永生。
That eternal life.
那个姊妹她就过一个正常的生活。Brother,
sister, she lives a normal life.
这个叫做叫我们知道自己有永生。
That is called so that we know we have eternal life.
很多时候我们活在肉身的感觉里面，我们就是一个软趴趴的基督徒。
Oftentimes, when we live in our fleshly feelings, we are very weak, feeble Christians.
仇敌还没有冲锋呢，我们就已经挂白旗了。
Even before the enemies come,
我们说我投降，我今天不去聚会了。
We already surrender and say we are not going to meeting.
我去聚会，绝不祷告，也不唱诗了，因为我今天很软弱。
Even if we go to meetings, I'm not going to sing hymns nor pray because I'm so weak.
这就是我们基督徒啊，为什么？因为我们不知道我里面有永生。
That is what kind of condition if Christians do not know that we have eternal life.
我不会靠这个生命来生活。
I do not know how to live.
我也不知道这个生命是复活的生命。
I also do not know this is a resurrection life.
我不知道这个生命是得胜的生命。
I do not know this is a victorious life.
所以我们就让仇敌欺骗我们。
So we let enemies to deceive us.
这个生命也是属灵的生命。And
this is a spiritual life.
它是在我们最深处，深过我们的感觉、我们的思想、我们的意志的。
It's in the depths of us that it's deeper than our mind, our emotions and will.
我们可以没有任何的感觉。We
might have no feelings at all.
但是我愿意用信心起来说，主，我靠上你。
But by faith, we're willing to say that, Lord, I depend on you.
奇妙。
Very amazing.
他在我们身上就显出来。Then
he's being manifested.
2月份的时候，我去Houston看我的儿子。In
February, I went to visit my son in Houston.
结果呢，在主日聚会前呢，我的喉咙就哑掉了，一点声音都没有。Before
the Sunday's gathering, that I totally lost my voice.
那么弟兄安排了，主日还是要我交通。And
the brother there has arranged me to share on that Sunday.
在波饼聚会啊，唱诗我都唱不出来。
During the Lord's table, I could not even sing the hymn.
只有气，没有声音。
I totally lost my voice.
所以到时候那个领诗歌弟兄说，好，请伯弟兄上台。
So when the brother who led the hymn said that, let brother Bo please come up.
我只能跟主说，主，我靠你。
I could only tell the Lord, Lord,
没有声音的就没有声音。It's
okay if I lost my voice.
我就上台拉着脖子讲了第一句话。So
I spoke my first word when I came up.
讲第二句话开始，声音出来。Start
from the second sentence, the voice came out.
聚会一点都不受妨碍，聚完会就好了。And
there was no hindrance to the gathering. After the gathering, everything was okay.
要叫你们知道自己。
So that you may know that you have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你信耶稣了没有？
Brothers and sisters, have you believed on Jesus?
你接受了他了没有？
Have you accepted him?
你在人前承认他是你的主没有？
Have you confessed before people that he is your Lord?
你能不能不顾自己的感觉说，主，我相信你胜过了死亡，你为我复活了？
Are you able to despise your own feelings, saying that Lord, I believe unto you and you have risen for me?
这个叫做取用。
This is called to claim.
只要你承认就好。
It's okay. As soon as you believe, it's okay.
Once you confess, then you claim.
Once you confess, then you claim.
如果你肯承认, 你就取用了。
Once you confess, then you claim.
今天很多时候我们不敢。
Many often that we don't dare to.
这个生命是属天的。
This is a heavenly life.
这叫做自由的生命。
And this is a free life.
好，我有一次传福音呢。
Once I share a gospel.
有一个朋友讲。
A friend told me.
他说我到美国以后做梦啊，每次都梦一样的梦。
He said that every time I came to after I came to United States, I dreamed the same dream.
我问他说你做什么梦？
I asked him what kind of dream.
他说我梦到我会飞了。
He said I dreamed that I can fly.
去哪里就去哪里。
I can fly to wherever I want. I'm so happy.
我说基督徒信了主，你在基督里，你就得着在基督里的自由。
I say that for Christians to believe the Lord, after you are in Christ, then you receive the freedom in Christ.
我们有一个属天的生命。
We have a heavenly life.
今天罪再不能捆绑我。
Today, sins can no longer bind us.
律法再不是我们生活的原则。
Law is no longer the principle of our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们是凭着信心活在基督的自由里。
Brothers and sisters, by faith, we live in the freedom of Christ.
另外一面，这个生命又是圣洁的生命。
On the other aspect, this life is holy.
不是因着自由我们就无所忌惮，我们就放纵。
Not that because we have the freedom, so we do whatever we want.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命呢是圣洁的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this life is holy.
是与世界有分别的生命。
It's the life that's being separated from the world.
是与环境有分别的生命。
It's the life that is being separated from circumstances.
在我里面的罪的天性有分别的生命。
And that is the life that's separated from the sinful nature in me.
使徒约翰写这些就是要叫我们注意这个生命。
So for Apostle John to write this is so that we can notify this life.
我再说，他不是要我们注意这个生命这个名词。
Once again, that he does not just want us to know the word life.
The term life, 他要我们注意的乃是一位。
He wants us to pay attention to the one.
他要我们注意神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
He wants us to pay attention to the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见那些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们不用努力啊，自然表现出一个生命活泼的光景。
So we see those brothers and sisters who love the Lord. They don't even have to use any effort. Then they just manifest their life.
什么时候当他们呢这个亲近主，什么时候这个生命就从里面显出来。
Whenever they draw close to the Lord, then this life comes out.
什么时候听见人讲到主，他里面就跳跃，喜乐。
Whenever they hear people talk about the Lord, then they feel joyful and jump inside.
弟兄姊妹，这应该是正常的基督徒和教会的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this shall be the normal Christian and church life.
好，我们来读一下约翰一书第一章。
Let's read 1 John chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰呢介绍这个生命，第一方面在我们身上的它的表现和经历。
John introduced this life as the first aspect of the manifestation experience.
我们读一下约翰一书第一章第五节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
神就是光。 在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。约翰在这里记第一件在生命里面的表现和经历。
So this is the first manifestation experience John talked about.
他说神就是光。
He said that God is light.
好，我们知道呢，这个物质中的与这个物质的与物质宇宙中的光哈、啊，是神创造的。
We know that in the material world and universe, the light is being created by God.
啊，但是呢，这个光还不是神的那个光。
But this light is not the light of God.
因为这种 physical light 啊，它不过是神创造的这个光。
Because the physical light is only created by God.
啊，在约翰他的经历里面，他讲到神是光的时候，在约翰一书有两次讲到他是真光。
In the John's experience, when he talked about God as light, two times he has mentioned God is the true light.
啊，这个真光呢，它不仅不是受造的物理上的光。
This true light is not the physical light being created.
也不是今天人所谓的啊理论上面的、道理上面、规条上面的那个好的行为的光。
And also, it's not the light of the good work which people talk about.
这个光哈、啊。我们从新约圣经看见，他讲到是从天上来的光。
And this light we see that from the New Testament is from heaven.
使徒保罗的得救就是碰见了这个光。
For Apostle Paul's salvation is that he had met such light.
他讲他得救那一段经历，他说啊，亚基帕王啊，我在路上的时候，忽然啊有从天上来的光四面照着我。
When he talked about his experience salvation, he said that King Agrippa, that when I was on the way, that all of a sudden there's this light shines all surrounding me.
啊，这个还不是天上太阳的光。
This is not the sunlight.
他是讲到神所在的那个境界，那个光照在他里面。
He talks about that where God is, that this light shines in him.
是全然不同的层面的光。
It's a whole different level of light.
啊，这只有神里面才有的这个光。
This is the light that's only in God.
那么主耶稣讲呢，他就是这个光。
And Lord Jesus said that He is the light.
啊，所以在约翰福音第八章里面。
So in Gospel of John chapter 8.
主说呢，人若跟从我，他说我就是世上的光。
He said that for if men follow me, I am the light of the world.
啊，他说人若跟从我呢，就不在黑暗里走。
And if men follow me, they no longer walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
And they must receive the light of life. 弟兄姊妹
们，我们呢蒙恩得救，我们相信耶稣基督啊，第一个的经历哈、啊，在我们里面，而且一生持久这个经历，越过越亮，就是得着这生命的光。
Brothers, sisters, the first experience and this experience continues is that we receive the light of life.
这个生命的光啊，今天在我们的经历里面呢，是指着在属灵和道德层面里面的亮光。
This light of life in our experience means the spiritual and also
in moral sense.
In moral sense.
当一个人被这个光照到的时候，他的道德的光景就被显出来。
When one is being shined by such light, his moral condition is being manifested.
当一个人被这个光照到的时候
，When one is being shined by this light,
他属灵的真实光景就被显出来。
His true spiritual condition is being manifested.
我们去读教会历史，我们去读基督徒的传记，你看见他们都有这样的经历。
As we read about church history or bibliographies of Christians, they all have such experience.
像在保罗的身上就是这样。
Just like what happened to Paul.
当这光一照到他的时候
，As soon as this light shines,
他以前可以用犹太教的名义杀人的，他发现他是一个杀人的人，他是亵渎，他是亵渎神、侮辱人的人。
Before that, he was able to use the name of Judaism to kill people. Then now he realized that he blasphemed God and also killed people.
啊，所有那些以往的他在传统里面的东西都脱落了。
He has been delivered and left from all of the traditions.
这个光不仅是生命的光。
This light is not only the light of life.
这个光也是复活的光。
And this light is also the light of resurrection.
这告诉我们说，它带来医治和恢复的能力。
And tell us that it brings about the power of healing and recovering.
在创世纪第一章第三节里面。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 3,
当神回来恢复那被毁坏的地,
when God comes back to recover the land that has been corrupted,
神说的第一句话说要有光,
the first sentence that God said is that let there be light,
就有了光,
and there was light.
弟兄姊妹, 基督徒哈, 我们重生得救以后,
brothers and sisters, for us Christians, after we are reborn,
可能有的人呢, 是在信主的那一刻就被主光照了,
maybe for some that as soon as you believe the Lord, at that moment you are being shined by the Lord.
有的人可能是受浸的时候被主光照了,
some might be shined by the Lord when they are getting baptized.
有的人可能信主好长一段, 有了其他的经历啊, 这光来了,
for some, it's that after they have other experiences and believe the, on the Lord after a long time, the light comes.
但是不管怎样, 就是原则来说,
but principally speaking,
永生在我们身上, 第一个的表现, 第一个的经历, 就是我们遇见了光。
The first manifestation experience of eternal life on us is that we meet the light.
我们请大家读一下哥林多后书,
please turn to 2nd book Corinthians,
第四章,
chapter 4,
第六节,
verse
6. 这一节圣经很宝贵,
this is a very precious verse.
我们要常常思想, 常常到主面前来寻求,
we shall always meditate and also seek the Lord about it.
我们一起读一下好不好?
Let's read together.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神, 已经照在我们心里, 叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。 我们从哪里看见光呢?
So where do we see the light?
是在心里面。
In our heart.
那么看见什么呢?
Then what do we see?
这光是什么呢?
What is the light?
是耶稣基督的脸面。
It's the face of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们经历光的这个开始。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of our experience.
也是我们经历光的一个描写。
It's also the description of our experience.
也是我们每一次经历光的我们的现象。
And it's also our manifestation as each time we experience
the light. 光照在我们的心里面。
The light shines in our heart. And also being manifested in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们知道今天有很多人呢，在这个忙碌，而且 变化快速, 而且充满了压力的世界上,
we know that there are so many people in such busy and fast pace and full of pressures world.
人的生活呢, 人的生命呢, 好像都被压缩扭曲了,
man's life as if it's being compressed and crooked.
当光来的时候,
when the light comes,
带给人生机和希望,
it brings life and hope to man.
好, 不晓得弟兄姊妹, 在传福音时有没有碰过啊, 有忧郁症的人?
I don't know if when you share the gospel you have ever met someone with depression.
在教会侍奉里面, 你有没有碰过弟兄姊妹, 落进忧郁症的里面?
Have you ever in your services that you see some brothers sisters got depression?
我从开始出来服侍, 就常常碰到。
When I first began to serve, I have face such condition often.
碰到的时候我就花很多的时间陪着他跟他祷告啊讲啊没有用。
When I first met them, I spent a lot of time and effort to pray or talk to them, but no use.
我记得我在台湾读研究生的时候,
I remember when I was studying graduate school in Taiwan.
住我寝室对门的一个同学, 他就得了忧郁症。
The roommate who in my dorm, the roommate who lived across from me, he has got a depression.
所以常常呢, 一有空我就陪他读圣经祷告安慰他。
So whenever I got time, I together read Bible with him or pray or comfort him.
我没有读完呢, 就到美国, 到美国来留学。
Before I graduated, I came to the States to study.
那么我离开了, 不晓得把他交给谁。
So after I, when I left, I don't know who to commit this person to.
过了一个学期,
after one semester,
啊, 我的 roommate 写信给我,
my roommate wrote me a letter.
说那个同学走了,
say that my classmate passed away.
太痛苦了,
he was in great suffering.
最后骑摩托车撞火车,
eventually he rode on his scooter and hit the train.
活在幽暗里面, 一点希望都没有。
Because when man lives in darkness, there was no hope at all.
你知道这个世界的人就是这样。
You know, this is how the world is like.
他天天高高兴兴上班，其实他这个世界的船呢，就像这个泰坦尼克一样，马上就要沉了。他不知道。
Every day when he goes to work happily, but he doesn't even know this ship, the world, the ship of the world. We have to bring light to the people.
你知道主耶稣基督啊，从旷野40昼夜以后啊，受魔鬼试探，他得胜。
You know that Lord has overcome 40 days and nights of temptation by Satan in the desert.
那么主回来,
and our Lord come back.
他第一个安息日到了会场里面。
During the first Sabbath, he went to the synagogue.
那么马太福音的作者就记载说了，这就应验了先知以赛亚的话说，坐在死荫中黑暗里的人有大光照着。
And the author of Matthew mentioned that it has testified and fulfilled the words in the book of Isaiah that the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light.
今天人何等需要有盼望啊。
How people must have hope today?
何等需要有生机啊，有活力啊。
How much the people want to have light?
光才带来这个。
And only light brings upon this.
上个礼拜我们 在波特兰有一个读经聚会。
Last week in Portland, there was a Bible study gathering.
有一个福音朋友来参加。
A friend came to.
他一进来就脸色非常的阴暗。And
when he came in, his face showed a lot of bitterness, suffering.
但聚会结束以后，他也祷告。
After the meeting, he also prayed.
他说啊，感谢你今天光照在我里面。
He said, Lord, thank you for the light has shone in me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要光。
Brothers and sisters, we need the light.
当一个人蒙恩得救的时候，这光一进来，他里面就喜乐。When
someone is saved by grace, as soon as the light comes in, he becomes joyful.
光一进来，他就放心了，他就平安了。As
soon as the light comes in, he's fully rested and have peace.
所以常常啊，我这个受浸完，我就去跟这些受浸的弟兄姊妹恭喜他。我问他，你在浸池里面有什么感觉啊？
So often after baptism, that go to congratulate those brothers and sisters who just got baptized.
是不是觉得水很冷啊?
I said, how do you feel in the baptism?
还呛了一口水啊。
Do you feel water is cold and got choked?
感谢主，没有，很少人这样回答，几乎没有。
Thank the Lord that very few people, almost nobody answered like this.
有一次有一个国内出来的，他以前是个大学教授，受浸。
Once there was this professor come from China, he got baptized.
他才从水里面上来啊。 大声就把手举起来，好喜乐，好喜乐，就跳出来了。As
soon as he got up from the water, he says, "So joyful! It's so joyful!" And he raised up his hands.
光进来了。The
light came in.
以往的愁苦，不知道到哪去了。All
of the bitterness in the past are gone.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫我们知道，这个是永生。Brothers
and sisters, so this we should know that this is eternal life.
你不是要活在那个喜乐的感觉里面，天天去捕捉那个感觉，不是的。Not
that we live in such joy, the feeling that's joy, and we try to catch it.
今天很多神的儿女们把结果倒过来，要作为原因，所以我们基督徒就很痛苦。A
lot of children of God, they put the result to become the reason.
我们应该呢看见那个喜乐是一个 consequence, 是一个 fruit. 那个原因是什么呢？是我相信了耶稣基督。We
should see that the joy is the consequence, is the fruit, and the reason is that I have believed.
是我接受了耶稣基督。It's
because I have accepted Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们每天要学会用信心来承认他。Every
day we have to learn that by faith we accept.
我们每天要操练，我们用信心来接受他。
And every day we have to exercise that we receive him by faith.
我们懂得这样运用信心的人,
For those who know how to exercise faith.
这光进来, 我们这个人就活了。
And as soon as the light comes in, we are quickened.
弟兄姊妹, 我相信很多人都有这样经历。
Brothers and sisters, I believe a lot of you have such experience.
有时候我们信主一段日子, 真是好像走进了死荫幽谷一样。
After we believe the Lord, oftentimes we feel that we walk into a shadow of death.
不知道什么原因，或者是一位弟兄或一个姊妹，或者一首诗歌或者一句话，光进来。
Don't know what the reason is. Maybe for some brother or sister, or just one word, but the light shine comes in.
我里面活了。
that I'm quickened inside.
弟兄姊妹们，啊，那吩咐光从黑暗中照射出来的神，已经将光照在我们心里。
For the sisters, the God who has asked light to come to shine us is shining our hearts.
啊，这光显在什么身上面呢？显在我们主耶稣基督的脸上。
So where does the light shine upon? It's on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得刚才你来聚会的时候心里有没有光啊？
I don't know when you come to the meeting, do you have light inside?
盼望聚完会，至少你回去说主啊，我有光。
Hopefully,
好不好
？After the meeting, you tell the Lord.
要叫你知道有永生。
So you should know that you have eternal life.
这个永生第一个就是光。
The first thing about eternal life is light.
我们要天天活在这个光中，行在这个光中。
Daily, we shall walk and also live in this light.
光的第二个经历。
And the second experience.
叫我感觉亏欠。
To make me feel I'm shortfall.
叫我俯伏承认。
So I can prostrate and confess.
叫我肯对付，肯去了结。
That I'm willing to deal and resolve.
我要举一个例子。
I would like to give an example.
我先没有讲例子以前，我们知道这句话可能是一个理论，对我们来讲是一个说法。
Before I give the example, this might just be a saying or a theory.
在罗马书第三章二十三节。
In Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
他说：“世人呢，都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。我们亏欠神的荣耀。”
The world has sinned, and we fall short of God's glory.
因为神呢，是照着神荣耀的形象造的。我们应该活出他的形象来。
Because men are being created by God's glorious image, we shall live out His image.
我们没有光的时候，我觉得我还蛮像样的。
Without the light, I think I'm.
你看我来聚会打领带的。
I even wear tie when come to a meeting.
啊，我还坐前面几排的。
And also sit in the front row.
但是光一进来的时候，发现主啊，我是个罪人。
But as soon as the light comes in, I realize, Lord, I'm a sinner.
弟兄姊妹们，我们好久没有这种感觉，是不是啊？
Brothers and sisters, we haven't had such feeling for a long time, isn't that so?
罪人呢，是坐在后面的几排的人。
Sinners should be those who are sitting at the back.
罪人呢，是那些不祷告的人。我很不错的。
Sinners are those who don't pray. I'm pretty good.
我们没有光。
We don't have the light.
但是光进来的时候。
But as soon as the light comes in.
我们就说主啊，我真是不堪呐。
We said that Lord, I'm truly nothing.
有一个税吏。
A tax gap.
他没有遇见耶稣以前。他做税吏做的心安理得。
Before he met the Lord, he was a tax collector and he was so peaceful about it.
他是 chief tax collector, 税吏长啊，很有权力的。
He was a chief tax collector, very powerful.
我们知道在路加福音十九章，这个个子很小的这个Zacchaeus.
We know that in Luke chapter 19, Zacchaeus, a very short figure man.
他不是要找光啊，他只要看看这个很受欢迎的耶稣到底是长什么样的。
He was not searching for light, but he only wants to see what kind of person this such popular Jesus is like.
但是那一天可能算账算得晚一点，迟到了。
But maybe he was.
所以前排都被人都挡住了。
But maybe he was late, and so all the front rows are being blocked by people.
他个子又矮又。他要挤到前面去，别人一看是沙盖都站得紧紧的，绝对不让你就过的。
And he was also sure, and as he wanted to go up to the front, everyone saw that it's him, then nobody want him to come to the front.
所以沙盖想个办法，爬到树上去看。
So Zacchaeus thought of an idea. He climbed up onto a tree.
没想到主经过那里啊，主知道他在上面。
But unexpectedly, that when the Lord passed by, he knew that Zacchaeus was on the tree.
说沙盖下来。我今天要到你家去。
And the Lord lifted up his head and said that Zacchaeus, come down, I will go to your home today.
我们读那一节圣那一段圣经，觉得很稀奇。主没有说撒该啊，你是一个这个贪污的人。
We think it's so amazing as we read the scripture. The Lord did not say that you are so.
你是一个腐败的人。
You are so corrupt a person.
主一点都没有这样说。主说撒该，我今天去你家。
The Lord did not say this at all. He said, Zacchaeus, I will go to your home today.
撒该就为主摆设筵席，并且把他所有朋友都请来。
And Zacchaeus set a table for the Lord, and he invited all of his friends came.
主在那里坐席的时候，撒该站着。
When the Lord was there, the Lord was sitting there, then Zacchaeus was standing.
撒该说：“主啊。”
Zacchaeus said, Lord.
我讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
Whom I took money with, then I'll return him four times.
我剩下的钱呢，我把一半呢拿来周济穷人。
Then what was left, I would take half of that to give out to the poor.
主转过来对所有人说，今天救恩临到了这个家。
And the Lord turned around and said to everyone that the salvation has come to this house today.
We know
that that day light has shined in him.
We know
that when the light came upon Zacchaeus, it was with grace.
今天神的儿女们不是光啊，我们拿出就是刀，一把刀就把别人耳朵削掉。
Today God's children do not take out light, but take out the sword and cut off people's ears.
结果别人听不进去,
what we say are right, but people cannot hear us.
主那一天用恩典就把光带给他。
But Lord, by grace, bring light to him.
撒该感觉亏欠。
Zacchaeus felt he fell short.
弟兄姊妹, 在你人生中, 有没有感觉到对人有亏欠？
For the sisters in your life, have you ever felt that you fall short of man? When is the first time you feel that you fall short of God?
最近一次你感觉到亏欠神, 你是什么时候?
When is the most recent time that you feel you fall short to God?
这个是测量我们里面永生度量的一个指标。
This is a measure
of our eternal life within. 我们要看这个生命在我里面有多少。
We have to see how much is the capacity of life in us.
时间已经过了。
The time has already passed.
讲一点我自己的遭遇和经历。
Let me share about my own experience.
我在1996年呢, 从一个比较乡下的城市要搬回西雅图。
In 1996, I was moving from more suburban area back to Seattle.
那么我在那个城里面的那个乡下地方有一个小房子。
In the suburban area, I had a little house.
好，我要卖。
I would like to sell it.
那我认识了一位美国弟兄，他对我很好，非常有爱心，像我哥哥一样。
And I know an American brother who's so nice to me, just like my own brother in flesh.
他就跟我讲，我跟你买你那个房子，你不要 worry.
He told me that don't worry, I will buy the house from you.
那么他就介绍，他说他给我一张名片，他说你靠这个人，他是我的好朋友，他也是基督徒，是个 realtor， 是个 broker.
He gave me a name card and said, "This is my good friend. You can call him. He's a broker."
他会给你一个很好的 assessment， 你的 appraisal 啊，你这个房子值多少钱？
He will give you a very good appraisal of how much your house values.
那我就请他来, 他就给我一个 appraisal.
So I asked him to come and he gave me the appraisal.
我承认那时候我没有信心。
I confess that I had no faith back then.
他说他 appraise 多少, 我就 full price 跟你买, 就这样的。 这个弟兄对我真的很好。
This brother is so nice to me, he said that how much he appraised for, then I'll just buy it with such price.
现在房价都在涨, 说不定他 appraise 低了一点, 所以我要加一点钱。
But at that time, I was thinking that since the home price is rising, so maybe his appraisal price is lower, so I should add a little more money onto it. I still give myself excuses. There's nothing wrong if I add more price onto it.
因为呢，我要搬去西雅图，那边房子比这个乡下贵多了。我要说在那边要租房子，要住房子，都需要这一点钱。
Because the home price in Seattle is so much more expensive than the housing price in suburban area, therefore I need such money.
所以那个弟兄来说，他 appraise 多少钱？我就说哈，是这个钱，加了3000块。
So I add 3000 more on top of the appraisal price.
这弟兄不说话。This
brother did not say a word.
其实他知道他的朋友 appraise 多少钱，因为那个朋友是给他一份，给我一份。
Actually, he knew what the price was. The house was appraised for because this brother also received the appraisal report.
他不说话，他就照着这个就付我这么多钱。
He did not say anything, but he just gave me the money.
但是他是个犹太基督徒，所以他也会 get even.
And he's a Jewish Christian, so he could also get even.
所以他跟我讲哈，他说你这个要留下，那个要留下。
So he told me that you have to leave this or that.
我说弟兄，这我本来就准备给你留下了。
I said, brother, I originally plan to leave this.
他说不够，你还要再给我1500块钱的 discount.
He said that's not enough, but you still need to give me 1500 discount.
所以后来我就写一张支票给他。
So later,
刚好3000块钱。
So later on, I wrote a check to him and the whole thing valued about $3,000. And this brother was so nice to me that he helped me move and drove the truck to Seattle.
我想我们已经 get even 了哈, 你买还是原来那个 appraisal 的价钱。
I thought that since we already got even, therefore the value you purchased was still the appraised price.
我想就过去了。
So I thought it was already passed after 1 year.
有一天早上啊, 我在主面前, 啊, 做一点事情。
One morning was as I was doing something before the Lord.
忽然之间呢, 主在我里面说, 这件事, 你没有用弟兄的情感对弟兄。
All of a sudden, the Lord told me that you did not use the brotherly love to deal with your brother.
那天我非常的难过。
That day I felt very sad.
我主啊, 我是一个这么可怕的人。
I said, Lord, I'm such a evil, scary
person. 为了3000块钱, 我就把弟兄的感情放到一边了。
Just for $3,000, I just put aside our brother's love. I asked the Lord, what should I do? Should I return him 5 times?
主说你只要写个 email 跟他道歉。
The Lord said that you just write him an email to apologize. It's not
但是光从主那里来的。
But brothers and sisters, the light comes from the Lord. I learned to obey.
写了 email。
I wrote the email.
这个信出去了, 但是弟兄没有回我。
After the email was sent, but our brother did not reply to me.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天我们在生活里面, 我们怎么知道自己有永生呢?
Brothers and sisters, in our life today, how do we know that we have eternal life?
我们需要常常有这种经历, 不是说你常常犯错, 所以你才有经历。
We should often have such experience, not that you always do something wrong, so you have the experience.
乃是你活在这个光中, 光什么时候说话,什么时候显明, 什么时候我们就顺服。
It's that as you live in this light, whenever the light speaks or manifests itself, then we obey. Just like Zacchaeus
that day.
So the Lord explained for Zacchaeus that today the salvation has come upon Zacchaeus, has come to his house.
弟兄姊妹,你想想看, 若是我们今天不肯活在光中,
Brothers and sisters, let's think about that if we are not willing to live in life today, we live in our excuses or politeness. How are we able to enter into New Jerusalem? New Jerusalem is a place that's full of light. It's all transparent. It's as transparent as
clear as crystal.
As clear as crystal.
弟兄姊妹们, 那是讲到我们今天接受光，是永生在我们里面产生出来的性情。
So that is the result as we receive the light, and that's a character that's a, as a result of eternal life.
光在我们身上第三个的工作啊。
And the third work that light has done on us.
我们看一下罗马书第6章21节。
Look at Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 21.
好，在这里。 我们如果能弟兄打出来啊, 看一下, 在这里啊, 保罗讲到, 你们现今所看为羞耻的事, 当日有什么果子呢?
What fruit have you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed?
一个活在光中的人,
The one who lives in light.
对事情啊, 同一件事情啊, 以前的看法跟现在看法会不一样。
Toward the same thing, his concept now will be different from before.
以前觉得很荣耀的, 在朋友面前要夸耀自己的。
What he used to think that was glorious, something to boast about.
现在如果别人再谈那件事, 我就觉得对不起, 请你不要再讲了, 我觉得我自己好羞耻。
And if they again talk about the same thing now, I feel I'm so shameful and ask them not to talk about it anymore.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是一个被光照过的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is someone who has been shined by
the light.
This is someone who is willing to live in the light.
我们就开始对我们周围的环境,对自己里面有一个分辨,有一个分别。
So we start to have a discernment and also separation among the circumstances and ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 这样子哈, 我们来亲近主的生活。
So this is a life as we come to draw close to the Lord.
我们发现我们的主, 他用光照我们的时候, 充满了温柔。
We realize that when the Lord shines us with the light, He's full of gentleness,
充满了怜悯,
full of mercy,
同情,
compassion,
恩典,
and grace.
主对我们充满了他自己的谦和。
Our Lord towards us is full of His gentleness and humbleness.
充满了鼓励和扶持。
Full of encouragement and edification.
所以在马在约翰福音第八章那个行淫时候被捉拿的妇人。
So in Gospel Book of John, Chapter 8, the woman who was being caught when she was committing adultery.
我们知道，这法利文士和法利赛人呢，啊，理直气壮的把她拉到主面前。
We know that the scribes and the Pharisees, they feel that they have such a good reason to bring her to the Lord.
当时呢，有许多人坐在主面前呢，主正在教导他们，好像就在聚会一样。这个妇人被拉到中间来，你想多羞耻啊！
At that time, there were a lot of Lord was speaking to a lot of people as if it was a gathering, and the woman was being brought to in the middle of the crowd. How shameful and how much suffering that was.
我们知道，人审判人就是这样。
We know that this is how when man judge man.
不是这样。
But Lord is not like that.
那天这些法利赛人呢，就逼着主啊，摩西说了，我们用石头打死这个人。
And that day the Pharisees forced the Lord and say that Moses said that we should stone this person to death.
那么你怎么说呢？
So what do you say?
主没有回答他。
Lord did not answer them.
主弯着腰在地上画字。
Lord bowed down to write letters on the earth.
一再的催逼主。
They again to force him.
主就抬起头来。
And the Lord lifted up his head.
主说你们中间谁没有罪的？
And the Lord,
你就先丢那块石头。
The Lord said that whoever among you has no sin, then throw the stone first.
结果没有一个人丢。
But nobody threw the stone.
他们站在那里想。
They were thinking.
从老到少，一个一个都出去了。
And from the older to younger, they all left.
那么主再直起身来。
Then the Lord lifted up.
就问这个妇人。
And asked the woman.
没有人定你的罪吗？
Nobody condemned you.
妇人说：“先生没有。”
And she said that.Master, no.
他主说我也不定你的罪。
The Lord say that neither do I.
去吧。
Go.
只是从今不要再犯罪。
But do not sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这个光在法利赛人文士里面是定罪的光，照亮他们，显明的光。
Brothers, sisters, this light in the scribes and Pharisees are the light of condemnation that manifests them.
主的光照在。这些定人罪的人里面是显明他们自己的不是。
So when the light of the Lord shines in those who judge, condemn others, is to show that their own fault.
主的光照在这个妇人的里面。
When the light of the Lord shines among in this woman.
不仅显明她。
Not only manifests her.
并且医治她。
But also heals her.
释放她。
And release her.
所以主说去吧。
So the Lord said, go.
从此不要再犯罪了。
But do not sin anymore.
我相信这个妇人再也不会落进那个情况。
I believe this woman shall no longer fall in such condition.
主的光乃是复活的光，医治人，恢复人。
The light of the Lord is the resurrected light that heals people and also recovers people.
弟兄姊妹，我们在光的经历上，一生呢应该越过越亮。
Brothers and sisters, as our experience with the light, it shall shine lighter and lighter.And shall be clear and clear.
我们再说一个例子。
And one more example.
彼得有一次把船借给主耶稣，在上面啊传道。
Peter once lent his boat for Jesus to preach.
主讲完了以后，就吩咐彼得说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
Then after the Lord spoke, he commanded Peter, "Draw your boat to the deeper water and cast your net."
彼得在开船之前呢，说了一句话。
Before Peter draw the boat,
他跟主说：“
said,
主啊，我昨夜整夜劳力啊，什么都没打着。”
He said, "Lord, I labored all night last night, but I did not catch anything."
但是既然你要求我，我就开吧。
But since you asked, then I'll draw the boat.
如果把彼得没有说出来的话，我们把它讲一讲的话。
If we say what Peter didn't say,
哈，彼得是说：“主啊，你是木匠。”
Peter was saying that, Lord,
做木工我听你的。
You're only a carpenter if it's about carpentry.
传天国的福音我听你的。
If it's about carpentry work, I listen to you. If it's about preaching the heavenly gospel, I listen to you.
打鱼是我的事。
But fishing is my job.
我昨夜这么有经验都打不到，现在你讲一句话就会有吗？
I'm so experienced, but I could catch nothing last night. How could it be that you just say one word and there's fish?
彼得不知道他的心里面，他跟主之间站在一起。
Peter doesn't know that in his heart as he stands together with the Lord.
他嘴巴称主为主，但实际上他把主看成就是平常一个人。
He calls the Lord in his mouth, but he actually sees our Lord just an ordinary person.
那一天当他把网拉上来的时候，他才发现，这位耶稣不一样。
That day when he brought up the net, then he realized this Jesus is different.
他俯伏在主的面前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
He prostrated before the Lord and said, "Lord, leave me, I'm a sinner."
弟兄姊妹，这是我们侍奉的起点。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of our service.
如果我觉得我能够服侍,
if I think I'm able to serve,
我的判断，因为我有经验,
my judgment because of my experience,
我在世界上我就是这样做的, 都成了,
I'm okay to do this in the world, everything is okay. Lord, so please don't say anything.
我们就还没有光,
then brothers and sisters, we have not yet gotten light.
我们可以称主为主, 但是我们还没有真的侍奉。
We can call the Lord as Lord, but we haven't started a service yet.
所以那一天, 彼得他来到一个新的阶段。
So that day, Peter has come to a new stage.
这是我们看见彼得身上的光不断地往前。
And we see that the light in Peter continues to go forward.
刚才我们已经讲到保罗的蒙恩得救。
And we also have talked about Paul's salvation.
他是因为看见了 天上来的光,
he was saved because he has seen the heavenly light.
我们知道在世间啊, 如果一个很亮的光照, 对着我们的眼睛照啊, 我们会暂时的失明的。
We know that if a very bright light shines right into our eyes, we might get blind temporarily.
以后呢, 恢复视线了, 再看什么光了, 都比不上那个光。
And if after our eyesight recover, whatever light we see shall not compare to that light.
这就是那一天称作扫罗的人他所遇见的。
And that is what this person called Saul has experienced.
扫罗不是一个普通的年轻人。
Saul was not just an ordinary young man. He did not play stock.
他不买房地产。
He did not purchase real estate.
他不像今天有追求这个追求那个。
He did not seek after this or that.
他要追求犹太教里面的那个最高的这个宗教的荣誉。
But he was seeking the highest honor in.
他认为他在侍奉神。
He thought he was serving God.
他认为那个是他人生的光。
He thought that was the light of his life.
他把犹太教的传统啊看成极大的光了，看所有的外邦人都是畜生。
He thought the tradition of Judaism was the greatest light, and he saw all other Gentiles were a thief.
他不承认耶稣基督。
He did not confess Lord Jesus Christ.
这个拿撒勒人呢，是个叛徒。
This Nazarene was just a rebel.
但是我们看见那一天主的光照在他身上。
But that day we see the Lord's light shine upon him.
他有三天三夜眼睛瞎了。
For 3 days and night he was blind.
再起来，他看见地上这些事情，那些事情再没有光了。
And after he got up, he realized all other things on earth was no longer light to him.
弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕这样被主照到？
Brothers, sisters, do you have the desire of such being shined by the Lord like this?
感谢主，主知道我们担不起啊，一下这么照一下，所以主慢慢的照。
Thank the Lord that he knows we cannot bear such sudden light, therefore he shines us slowly.
巴不得在我们没有见主面之前呢，我们的眼目里面。
How much we hope that before we see our Lord, there is no other light in our eyes.
只有我们的主自己。
Only our Lord Himself.
我想接下来我留到明天再讲。
Then I will leave the rest to tomorrow.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have words of praise.
主啊，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, truly from the bottom of our hearts, we give thanksgiving and praise.
你实在爱我们。
You truly loved us.
因为你要给我们，就把上好的给我们。
Because you have given us the best.
你给我们的不是别的。
You do not give us anything else.
乃是永生。
But eternal life.
乃是你的自己。
But yourself.
主啊，谢谢你在我们里面。
Lord, thank you for in us.
已经给我们有光的经历和学习。
Have already given us the experience and learning of the light.
我们还求你给我们一个爱慕。
We also pray that you give us such desire.
爱慕行走在光中。
The desire to walk in the light.
爱慕住在光中,
the desire to live in the light.
我爱慕在光中与你相交,
the desire to fellowship with you in the light.
与弟兄姊妹们相交,
to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
愿这个光在我们里面越照越明,
may this light shine in us the
直到,
brighter and brighter.
直到日午,
until the noon.
谢谢你晚上与我们同在,
thank you for your presence with us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语,
may you bless your own word.
祝福你的教会,
bless your church.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
in the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.